A question of mathematics. The more you practice key structures of the language in every class, the more confident you will be when you use them in real life, and the more effective you will be as a communicator in English. And in this global world of ours, communicating effectively is absolutely key to success. By means of face-to-face classes or video conference classes, Vaughn will make all the difference for your English. And you will make all the difference for your company.
Más información en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid en el 911335831.
Contact us now for a free level test and get started on your trimestrales right away. Your English adventure awaits. Trimestrales de Vaughan.
Hello, 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 my amigos. Welcome one, welcome all. It's time for another exciting edition of The Show with No Name. Challenging for many of you, que supone un reto. In fact, I recommend you use this word challenging instead of difficult or hard. Well, firstly, because most people mispronounce the word difficult. They say difficult. And in English, we don't pronounce it like that. So guys, repeat after me, difficult, difficult. But we usually say hard or tough because it's a shorter word, right? But there's one that I like even more, aún más, and that's challenging. So I hope this show is challenging and that you are ready to play along with us in all the different challenges, retos, that I have planned for you. And I know you guys are eager because you always are, even when I'm a little bit sleepy or tired or I've got something on my mind, you guys give me your energy. So I hope to give you all my energy and all my excitement and all my English, of course, in the next 2 hours here on The Show with No Name. And just a friendly reminder, as we say, a friendly reminder, you've got some really, really fantastic programs on Vaughn Radio all throughout the day, a lo largo del día. So please, not just because they're my friends, my colleagues, because I work for Vaughn Radio, but because I think that we could all learn something from these amazing people, these amazing teachers and people. And so that's Richard Vaughn, my boss, and I would go as far as to say my mentor, right? Somebody that I look up to look up to is admirar. And I look up to Richard Vaughn a lot. And then after that, Fitz, he's on the air right after him. And I look up to Fitz too. And I admire Fitz. And that's pretty cool to be able to say that sincerely and, you know, and mean it. Ir en serio. The two guys that come before me on Vaughn Radio every morning, I really admire, and it's a pleasure, to be able to follow them because, they're amazing, you know, Richard Vaughn and Fitz with his program, No Excuses. So guys, tune in. Now, if you don't wake up too early because of your timetable, no problem. That's the good thing about podcasts or the Vaughn Radio app, where you guys know you can listen to all our different shows and you can find out about upcoming events. Well, right now we don't have any physical events, but we've got a lot of different things that we're talking about, a lot of buzz these days because we've got some special deals for Black Friday. Now, I hate the Black Friday cliche, but I am a fan of if you need something and it's on sale, well, you might as well get it while it's on sale because, you know, later you're going to be like, oh, well, I kind of wanted that. Well, now it's at the original price again, you know? So, if you're interested, take a look. We've got all different deals on material, you know, different resources from our Vaughan Tienda, our online bookshop, to, classes. If you're interested in classes for the TOTS, TOT is T-O-T, es una forma de decir patata, pero en este caso, TOT es crío, niño, T-O-T. Ya estamos con los double troubles. We're already playing with words here on the show with no name. Now, we've already looked at some vocabulary here on the show, such as the word tot, which is a potato, another way to say a potato, and another way to say a kid. So, guys, make sure you're getting this down, because, yes, this is a radio show. Yes, this is a podcast. Yes, this is a live stream. But there's one thing it is. No matter if you watch the show or if you're listening to the show, it's an English class, and we're going to have some fun, and I'm going to challenge you all throughout today's show. So, guys, that said, I think we need to lift off this big odd. Are you guys ready? All right. Well, fasten your seatbelts, because here we go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff. Liftoff. 30 minutes after the hour.
Get ready. Hold on to your hat. Strap on your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelt. Hold on to your hat. Get ready for the ride of your life. The show with no name. It's show with no name time. Right, folks, that's right. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. It's time for the show with no name. I hope you are ready to learn and have fun. I just want to remind you guys, aside from listening to the show on the Vaughn Radio app or on Vaughn Radio, you can also tune in live every day on Vaughn's Instagram, and it's Grupo_Vaughn. If you're not following, make sure you follow us. If you're not on Instagram, don't worry. We're also on Twitter, and I'm also there, as well as my colleagues. So if you guys aren't following us, you should. You know why? Because it's going to give you an advantage in a section we call Pop Quiz. That's right, my amigos. It's the pop quiz, examen sorpresa. You know it's coming. You just don't know where it's coming from, whether it's my social media posts, Vaughn's posts, and then you don't know what the question is going to be because, well, there are times you thought it was going to be, when I started talking about the post, you thought it was going to be the missing word. But sometimes I'll ask you to define or use in context maybe one of the other words. So pay attention, because remember, this is a class and there will be instructions with all the different exercises. Now, a lot of times I repeat them and I say, these are the rules. This is how the section works. And that's just because we have new people who join us. And sorry to those of you guys who know how it goes. Bear with me. Un poco de paciencia. And this way we can explain it to people who are aboard, abordos, for the first time. Okay, guys, so that said, it's time for our pop quiz. Now, I posted a picture this morning on social media, and it was a picture of my personal trainer and me. And we were doing some exercise, and I was striking a pose. I was posing or striking a pose. You can say pose or strike a pose. O suena strike a pose de algo? Strike a pose. Vogue. You can do it. There's nothing to it. Vogue. Madonna, right? She passed away yesterday, right? Oh, no, wait. It wasn't Madonna. It was Maradona. Yeah, did you guys see that? I don't know if that was a fake or not, but I saw on Twitter that Madonna, not Maradona, Madonna was trending. So, very different people, Madonna and Maradona. You know, they're both greats, no grandes, let's be honest, but yeah. Maybe some of these people could use a little spelling bee, un poco de spelling. But we're not going to get to that yet because we've got to do our pop quiz first. So I gave you an expression. Now, you guys know, those of you who know me know that I am an early riser. Okay, an early riser means I get up early. Okay. I go to sleep early. And again, the why behind everything in my life is my daughter. So, you know, people say, hey, Alberto, when do you wake up? Well, my daughter does, or before her. In fact, I try and wake up before her to prepare for her because I know she's going to want her bottles, ubibe, all that stuff. So, I got to prepare. So either way, I'm a morning person. Right. We have somebody who likes mornings is called a morning person. OK. And somebody who's more a night person, their body clock is on the night rhythm. Well, they're called a night owl. Un búho de noche, we say. So I used to be honest, up until I was about 35 or so, due to jobs and working at night and going out too, I was a night owl, especially when I lived in New York and in the center of Madrid. I mean, how can you not be a night owl? Life starts at 10 p.m. Well, not now with the curfew. You know this word? We've looked at it before, curfew, C-U-R-F-E-W, and a curfew es un toque de queda, I believe, or hora límite, something like this in Spanish. I like to get up early. I feel like I get a lot done before I do the show. Today I had a workout. I prepared the next episode of my podcast, FYI, which if you haven't listened to it, today you have access to the Thanksgiving episode, and tomorrow we have a new episode coming out. So subscribe wherever you listen to the Vaughn podcasts. Subscribe to For Your English. And today's the perfect day, by the way, to listen to the Thanksgiving episode. And so there's a 25-minute homework assignment for you already. Listen to For Your English, FYI, the Thanksgiving episode. And tomorrow, some of you may have seen it already on my social media. Tomorrow we are going to talk about serial killers. Oh, yeah. It was crazy, guys, because, of course, when you prepare it, you have to, like, research it. And, I listened to these people. I read about things that they've done, these strange but, you know, people who live among us. And I learned a lot. And I even have a special guest. So that's tomorrow. That's tomorrow. Every Friday, there's a new episode. So getting back to this early risers and night owls and morning people, there's an expression we use in English, and it is, you guys say in Spanish, el que madruga, the guy or girl, the person who wakes up, he or she who wakes up early, Dios le ayuda, God will help them. Now that is not an idiom in expression, an idiomatic expression in English. We say it a different way. Now, here's my question, and here's how I know if you're paying attention and if you know other synonyms, other ways to say the same thing. So I posted a picture of Fatima and I working out, haciendo nuestra rutina. It was I posted the picture around 9:30, but the workout was at 7:30 this morning, which I'd been up for over an hour anyway. And so here's what I want to know. I want to know, because I gave you the early bird gets the worm, okay, which is one way to say el que madruga, Dios le ayuda. Well, I want a synonym. We've got another way we can say that. So we can say gets or another way. What is the other way to say that expression using the other verb? Of course, I want you to answer. Don't just give me the verb, because then you're not doing anything at all. Okay. The early bird gets the worm is the expression I gave you, but there's another slight, ligero, S-L-I-G-H-T. There's a slight variation on that, with another one. All right. So let's take a look. Let's go over here to, Instagram. Good morning, Instagrammers. And let's see. We've got J.M. Hermosilla, and he says, the early bird catches the worm. Yes. Nice job. Yeah, you can say gets or catches. Y fijaos, because I catch and the bird catches. Ya es dos sílabas. So fijaos en eso. Hay muchos verbos que cuando, muchos que acaban en sh y ch. So if they end in sh, ch, a lot of times that e, when it's pluralized, we add that e, we pronounce it. So what does that mean? That means we add another syllable. I wash, she washes. Right? I watch, she watches. Right? See, watch, watches. Dos sílabas. So good. This is one of those catch, catches. So the early bird catches the worm. Excellent job, J.M. Hermosilla. Also Jasmine as well. And Jasmine using a period. Oh my God. Oh, are you okay? I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. But it's not time for you're joking yet, so don't worry. And I see a couple other people who have given me the expression without the article. So, guys, it's the early bird. Okay, we don't say it. We don't say early bird. It's the. Okay, we use the definite article. This is the expression, okay? The early bird catches the worm. Okay, and somebody put warm. Warm is tibio, right? Tibia. Agua que no es caliente ni fría, right? That's warm. That's W-A-R-M. Say these words with me, please. El gusano estaba calentito. The worm was warm. Vamos a decirlo. The worm, the worm, gusano, was warm. Okay? So yeah, somebody said warm. Be careful. It's not the same thing, right? One is a noun and one is an adjective. So, and I see some people decided not to use periods, but don't worry. We have students who did and they're showing us how it's done. ¿Cómo se hace? So excellent job to my amigos. It's always great to see you guys, participating and learning. Are you guys early birds? Do you get up at the crack of dawn like me? Cause a lot of my friends, I had somebody, I don't remember who, the other day said, oh, really? I envy you. You get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Wow. How productive. And I was like, and they were like, what do I have to do? And I was like, you want the answer? The real answer? I said, yeah. I said, go to sleep at like 9. So there you go. You know, and, so yeah, that's the thing. Maybe I don't go to bed at 9, but at 9, I'm in sleep mode. So we also, in my family, we have an earlier dinner. We don't have dinner. Like when I was single, when I was living in the center of Madrid and I was more of a night owl, I remember sometimes I would meet up with my friends on like a Thursday night. O sea, el típico jueves ahí, juernes, you're ready to party, long week. And I remember sitting down or, you know, ordering, vamos a decir pidiendo, because we could have it at a bar or something. I remember ordering at 11 p.m. Oh, my God. 11 p.m. Now I am in La La Land. Estoy en los mundos de Yupi. I am off, you know. Off to Never Never Land. Take my hand. We're off to Never Never Land. Enter Sandman. Do you guys have that? What do you guys call the Sandman? ¿Lo llamáis el hombre de la arena? Let's see. Me da solo la palabra. Arena. Okay, here it is, Sandman. Talking about, many of you probably recognize it, are you kidding me? No me digas. Oh, no. No me digas, por favor. Are you guys serious, Juan Pestañas? Juan Pestañas? Is that this guy's name? Perdona. Oh, my God. It just pierde mucho, you know. He's like, take my hand. And pestaña, ¿cómo se dice? Tab and internet, eyelash. We're right. It goes, exit light. It's John Eyelash. Enter Sandman. Entra Juan Pestañas. No sé, pierde la parte heavy, you know, con el Juan Pesta. I never, think about that, guys. I'm 43 years old. I've been exposed to Spanish all that time, and I never heard of Juan Pestañas. Oh, my God. Juan Pestañas. Next, I know what I'm doing. Next time I go to a restaurant or I order something, you're like, ¿tu nombre? Juan Pestañas? Well, that's the Sandman. Okay, the Sandman is the mythical character that brings sleep to the children. And, well, folks, I always thought it was funny. Speaking of, you know, humor, now that I can't stop cracking up, that hay que contar ovejas, right? You guys do the same thing. The only problem is, le dan a los niños algo que de contar que tiene un plural irregular. So, ya sabéis, it's not two sheeps, it's two sheep, three sheep, four sheep. Oh, English, man. No wonder we're all confused. All right, well, guys, we've got a lot of stuff to do. We're going to laugh. We're going to play. We're going to sing. But I've got to tell you something. What we do have to do right now, because we didn't yesterday, I mean, the first part went by so fast that we didn't even do that section we call Say What? Say What? What? That's right, folks. That's right. It's the Say What soundbite, only on the show with No Name, and we're having tons of fun. Lo estamos pasando en grande, and we're celebrating Thanksgiving Day. We're celebrating it all week. We're going to celebrate it all weekend too. So, in case I don't say it every day, and I rarely forget. Rara vez. Se me olvida, but just in case, thank you for being here every day and playing and having fun with us and learning English on behalf of all of us, huh? I'm talking about everybody at Vaughn Radio. Thank you. Thanks for being here, guys. And as I said, not just thankful on Thanksgiving. Let's be thankful all year round. Why not? We can express gratitude all year round and all day long if we want. And I'll tell you something, it feels good to be thankful, to appreciate what you have. So I appreciate you guys now that we're on the subject. But that doesn't mean I'm going to go easy on you. No significa que no te voy a dar caña. I'm your English teacher. What am I supposed to do? I make it easy for you? Do you want me to spoon feed you? Es broma. But me gusta enseñar esto. To spoon feed es dártelo masticado, I think you say in Spanish. Como, abre, okay, good. You said it. So, guys, these are challenges. Some are harder, some are easy. But let's put it this way. They're all designed to be doable. Asequible. Okay. I think today's Say What soundbite, I think it's going to be pretty easy. I think you're going to recognize in not the voice, but the accent really quickly. I could be wrong, but either way, let's hear it. Remember, you're going to hear this four times in the show. So this is the first listen, guys. What I want you to do is write down what you hear. And then I also want you to give me a synopsis as well. So I don't want you to give me one sentence. I want you to sum up. There's going to be about three or four sentences here. I want you, the first part of the exercise is to sum it up in one sentence for me, okay? In a complete sentence with a period. It's crazy that I have to say that, but sentences end with periods. If not, maybe they're questions or who knows? Who knows? Maybe it's a comma and we can keep going. We're just taking a quick pause. So here we go, my amigos. This is the Say What soundbite for the first time.
I love it. I've always loved Madrid. I love the personality, the energy. I love how people are just so kind of real. And it's a beautiful city. It's got such nice architecture. And the crowds are fun. People know how to party. And I kind of wanted to always come back here to have a fiesta.
All right, there you go, folks. What I got to tell you is hold your comments because we've got to go to our first commercial break. But don't worry, we'll be back in 2 minutes and we'll discover a little more about that soundbite as we hear it for a second time. Plus, we've got so much more to go. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
¿Ha tenido un posible contagio de COVID o quiere evitarlos? ¿Necesita viajar o visitar algún familiar? Por su tranquilidad o por la seguridad de sus seres queridos, en Laboratorios LifeLength realizamos pruebas PCR con informe de resultados en el mismo día y test rápido de antígenos y de anticuerpos con resultados en 15 minutos en Madrid. Pida su cita online en citacovid.com. Recuerde, citacovid.com.
Aprovecha el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resuelve tu viejo problema con el inglés de manera definitiva. Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Contact us now for a free level test and get started on your trimestrales right away. Your English adventure awaits. Trimestrales de Vaughan.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan, desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los tres planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
¿Quieres aprovechar el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resolver tu viejo problema con el inglés? Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. ¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza. Cleopatra y Marco Antonio. Adán y Eva. Romeo y Julieta. Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate.
Hey, have you checked out our Black Friday deals? No? What are you waiting for? We've got some killer deals for a limited time only. Take advantage of these spectacular offers. You can get a 10% discount on Vaughan Jr. Also, a 10% discount on the Curso Intensivo para Adultos en Navidad. 20 hours of intense English. Plus, discounts on our Curso de Inglés Trimestral por Videoconferencia and a 20% discount on Vaughan Town. You can also get our Curso Completo Vaughan Certified for only $99. Originally $248.75. And so much more. Check out all our amazing offers. More information at GrupoVaughan.com. Grupo Vaughan, Black Friday.
All right, guys, all right. Well, we like to set a little party atmosphere here because I firmly believe, and you guys know this, that learning should be fun. It doesn't mean it has to be all the time. There are parts that are easier and harder, like everything in life, but it should be fun. We should enjoy the process in general. Look at this. Now, if you guys are listening, obviously you cannot see this, but you can go over to Vaughan's Instagram, and I have a book over here, and it's called Jim Henson's Designs and Doodles. Garabatos, I think you say? Designs and Doodles. A Muppet sketchbook. And it tells the story of Jim Henson using his sketches. And it's fascinating. So that's one of my, we were talking about role models, people we admire, people we look up to. Obviously you have family members, but then you got people like Jim Henson, who was a dreamer and a big kid. What was Jim Henson? What was Walt Disney? A big kid with a big dream, right? And well, who wasn't afraid to work? Because I guess when we're kids, we dream, but we don't know about the work part. But then when you get older, you realize, okay, I've got a dream, but I need to work hard on that dream. Whatever that dream may be, however big or small that dream may be, it's your dream. And that's the important part. It's not anyone else's. It's yours. It's something personal. And that's how I think English should be as well. English should be something personal. You know, you should have favorite words in English. You should know a couple jokes in English. You know, let your personality comes out. Let your personality come out, because think about what makes you who you are in Spanish. Why do people like you? ¿Por qué caes bien a la gente en español? Well, we want to make sure we can bring that out. Son sacar. We can bring that out in English. And if we can do that, well, then job done. And not just that, as I said, get you hooked on the learning process and make sure that you guys feel more confident. Maybe you'll make mistakes, maybe you won't, but at least you'll feel more confident next time you have to use English, whether it's speaking or listening or both, a conversation. So guys, just here to give you a little pep talks, como siempre, mis charlas motivadoras. All right, but that's not going to get you out of today's challenges. So let's listen to the Say What soundbite for the second time, and I'm interested to hear what you guys have to say about this too. Now remember, the ultimate goal is write down every word. The goal right now is, well, tell me what you just heard, you know? Do you recognize an accent there? Is it an actress? Is it somebody talking about their mother's, you know, operation? You know, okay, so this is what I want you to do. I want you to sum it up. So here we go, guys. This is the Say What soundbite for the second time.
I love it. I've always loved Madrid. I love the personality, the energy. I love how people are just so kind of real. And it's a beautiful city. It's got such nice architecture. And the crowds are fun. People know how to party. And I kind of wanted to always come back here to have a fiesta.
All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's the second listen. Now, let's see. We've got my dad on board. Thumbs up. What's up, Dad? Happy Thanksgiving to you. Natalia says, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Tricamaleon says, it seems a British woman. It seems like... So, okay, it seems like comparación. It seems like a British woman talking about Madrid and how she likes it. I think that's a pretty good summary there. Yeah, I think you pretty much nailed it there. Anybody else? Anybody else get any observations from here? Let's see. Anik says, it's a female voice. It sounds like a British accent. She's talking about Madrid and its fiesta. Okay, Anix, very thorough, muy concienzudo. Good. That's what we're looking for. We want some information here. Let's see. Hadri says a British woman is talking about... Yeah, a lot of times you guys, what I realized is you guys use the present. It sounds more natural to me in present continuous. She's talking about tal, right? Because a lot of times veo que a lo mejor en español habla de tal, pero en inglés yo creo que es más natural, me suena más natural a mí. En vez de she talks about, she's talking about, you know, en el presente continuo, about how beautiful it is, right, to live in Madrid in terms of the kindness and energy of the people, enjoying the fiesta, and she concluded that everything is all right in Alberto's city. So, yeah, well, I haven't heard too many people speak negatively of Madrid. Yeah, all right, if you want to talk about COVID and that, but I mean the city. I'm not talking about now or any. I'm talking about, I mean, nobody's rushing to go to Madrid, Paris, London. Are you? That's what I mean. So that's kind of a universal thing. But most people who come to Madrid fall in love with Madrid. And I think this person that we're listening to fell in love with Madrid. Marta Lima Limón. Refreshing, Marta. Refrescante. Uy, presente continuo. Nice. She's talking about Madrid. She really liked the energy of the city, its architecture, and its party, or its nightlife, we would say, no? So vida nocturna. Good. I think that's a great summary. And guys, I'm seeing periods. I'm seeing full sentences. I think this deserves, really. This is great, guys. You're getting to practice how to construct sentences in English by listening to a radio show and participating on Instagram. So that's pretty cool because, you know, when I think about it, when we started, our students really kind of could listen and you could work on, you know, your listening skills. You could repeat the vocabulary, but now you can even work on your writing skills and participate in the different sections. And then if you can write it, then you should say it. Of course, everything that you write, all your comments, all your posts, say them aloud. So I do too. Cuando los leo, but then it's your turn. Speaking of Leo, Leonardo says, it seems like a woman is asked about Madrid in an interview and she provides a very good opinion of the city, the energy that it transmits, the people, beautiful sightseeing, and she likes fiesta. So there's one word that you guys heard over there that I think you guys heard over there. Fiesta. And you know why? She said it in Spanish. Digo, como no entienden la palabra fiesta, la vamos a tener, right? J.M. Hermosilla says, she's a woman admiring the people and the energy and architecture of Madrid. It sounds like a Southern American accent. Okay, so Southern American. So an accent, a Southern accent. It's weird, guys, because I know you guys say a Southern American accent, but then if you say that to me, I'm thinking South America. So that, be careful with that one. I'd say it sounds like an American accent from the South, just to avoid any confusion. Obviously, if you're in the United States, we don't say, no, se dice del sur, Southern accent. Pero claro, entiendo lo que quieres hacer, Southern American. So just be careful, because there I'm thinking, right? It could be confusing. Sudamericano, el acento. So I would say an accent from the American South. That's another good way to say it, too. So it's a confusing one, but good. This is why I want you guys to write things out so we can get it out on the table and look at it. Javit Fe says, she sounds like a celebrity talking about how beautiful the city is and its architecture as well. All right. Great. Natalia says, it sounds like quite a young lady talking about Madrid, its energy and fiesta. Sin final. Sí, porque no has puesto punto. Entonces, la fiesta no para. Tampoco la frase. All right. Well, guys, it's time to move on. Seguid adelante. Because we've got our spelling bee, our daily spelling bee. And I'm going to spell some words for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No, should I be really? Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm going to spell 6 words. I'll be nice because I have 7. I have 7 words here. Should I spell them all? I'm going to spell them all for you. Yeah, we're going to do it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8. 8 words you guys are going to get right now. Are you ready? Okay, good. Here we go. The first word is O-A-H-U. The second word is M-A-U-I. The third word is H-A-W-A-I-I. The next word is K-A-U-A-I. The next word is M-O-L-O-K-I-I. Excuse me, A-I. Te repito esa porque me equivoqué yo mirando la próxima. That one again is M-O-L-O-K-A-I. And the not the last one. We're going to keep going. The next one is L-A-N-A-I. The next one is N-I-I-H-A-U. And the last word in today's spelling bee is K-A-H-O-O-L-A-W-E. Whew. It's a lot of words, guys. Whew. Let's see if anybody got them. I'm not saying it was easy, but I'm sure somebody somewhere will have figured these words out. I know how it goes, guys. I know somebody's got them. I don't know who, but one of you is going to get these words on the first go. And if not, don't worry because, well, you're going to hear these words again momentarily. I'm going to go over them again. Okay. Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen, I was just about to start, but hold the phone. Frena ahí todo. Give it up for J.M. Hermosilla. Jester. Tricamaleón as well. Excellent job. There's Born to Iron Man as well. All right, guys. Fantastic. Whoa. That was impressive. I even made a mistake when I was saying them. That's what happens. It happens to me a lot because, you know, when I'm finishing up a section, I'm thinking about, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking about the next section. So sometimes my head, you know, there's too many things happening. Mi cabeza dice, espera, no puedes estar contando el chiste pensando en la próxima ráfaga. And that's the thing. As I said before, I didn't realize how good I had it. No sabía lo bueno, lo bien que lo tenía with my technician, Nacho. I worked with Nacho for many years and Juanjo and many amazing sound technicians in the studio. And it was amazing because I would just lift my finger up in the air like this and he would play the jingle, you know, and now if like I want to hear something like, I don't know, church bells, well, I have to do it myself. So I got to be thinking, okay, we're going to look at some churches. I got to play a, so that's why sometimes I think I'm like, it's a miracle how I get through a 2-hour show, but it is kind of cool because Nacho was great and Juanjo and all my technicians, I would be like, I need a duck quack. And they, you know, they just stick it in there, you know? You know what I mean? But now I've got to do that, so it makes it a little more difficult. What do you guys need? What do you want? I got it all. What do you want, a lightsaber? Oh, man. Or perhaps you prefer a little nature, you know? Maybe nature's your thing, and you like to hear birds chirping and tweeting in the forest. So it's fun being your own technician because, you know, you could kind of, whatever you need, you got it. You got to find it, obviously. You got to go look for it. So, but it's cool. The only thing is sometimes it can be a little bit overwhelming, abrumador, because I'm like, I'm trying to teach, but I'm trying to find the jingle and woo, my head explodes. But that's no excuse. We gotta keep moving along, guys. We got a lot to do and we're not stopping here at the spelling bee. Well, not at the first go. You still have another chance. Are you guys ready? Okay. I'm going to slow down and you know what? I'm going to give you a little jingle here, maybe to help you guys out. Remember I said, you know, if I want something, I can find it. Well, let's get a little music going there. I feel like going on vacation for some reason. I feel like going out to some islands off the Pacific coast. All right, guys. Well, here we go. I'm going to spell the words for you. I just gave you a huge... huge clue there. Okay, the first word is O-A-H-U. The second word is M-A-U-I. The third word is H-A-W-A-I-I. The fourth word is K-A-U-A-I. Es que hay mucho vocal aquí, eh? Por eso también. That's why I was, you know, you guys who got it, I said, wow, there's a lot of vowels over there, you know. And so the next one, excuse me, the next one is M-O-L-O-K-A-I. The next one is N-I-I-H-A-U. And the last word is K-A-H-O-O-L-A-W-E. Okay? And Patricia, estaba entre decirlo en inglés o español. Patricia says, nice music. Oh, yeah, it's the classic. Aloha, aloha. I mean, that's what you do when you're talking about Hawaii. Aloha, aloha. Anybody feel like grabbing a surfboard right now and getting out there? Careful, J.M. Hermosilla says, your itchy feet. Cuidado, you have itchy feet. Me encanta que has usado la expresión, pero es tener pies picantes. No picantes, que te pican. No picantes, spicy, no. you have itchy feet. Tienes ganas de viajar. Absolutely. And also, there was another person who had itchy feet, and that was Captain James Cook. Cocinero, Captain James Cook, and he became the first European to visit Maui today, and that was in 1778. In 1778. All right, well, you guys are telling me I missed some of the islands. You know what? There's so many of them. Well, no, there aren't that many of them. And you know what? I gotta say, I've never been to Hawaii. I'm dying to go to Hawaii. I mean, I've seen pictures. I've been to Disney where they recreate Hawaii, but I've never been to Hawaii. And it just seems like a magical place, you know. We say Hawaii, Hawaii, Hawaii. Hawaii, Hawaii, Hawaii. Now you're gonna see how good I say these words. Oahu, Oahu, Oahu. This is one of the islands. It's called, it literally means the gathering place. Oahu, Oahu. Mucho vocal they use over there. The gathering place. This is the third largest of the Hawaiian Islands, el tercer más grande, the third largest, okay? The island is in Honolulu County. Honolulu is very well known, el condado de Honolulu, and the state capital, Honolulu, is on Oahu's southeast coast. So the capital is located here. The gathering place. It makes sense. El sitio donde uno se une. Oahu. Oahu. Sounds amazing. Now this next one, I think everybody has heard of. It seems to be one of the most popular ones, at least in pop culture, and that is Maui. Maui, the island of Maui. It is the second largest. So we just looked at the third largest, Oahu, and Maui is the second largest. And this is a huge tourist destination. It is a place, where many, many, mainland Americans go. And, I thought it was a lot more populated because it is a business center, but the population is 26,337. Wait. That was the island. Excuse me. Okay. Wow. That just blew my mind. Okay. No, the population, this is in 2010. I imagine it's grown. I don't know why they don't have, figures, more recent figures, but 144,444. Los números, eh? Look at that. I've been speaking Spanish for 43 years, and it's still really difficult for me to do numbers in Spanish. Y no hablemos de los ordinales, the vigesísimo segundo. Oh my God. ¿Quieres liarme? You want to confuse me? That's an easy way to do it. Okay, the next word I gave you was Hawaii, and Hawaii is a state. It's considered a state of the United States located in the Pacific Ocean. It is the only U.S. state located outside North America, the only state in the tropics and the only island state, okay? And everybody knows Hawaii. Everybody's heard of it. Have any of you been to Hawaii? I'm dying to go to any of these places. Our next one, Kauai. Kauai. It almost sounds Japanese. Well, if you think about it, the Pacific, Kauai. Kauai is the second oldest of the main Hawaiian islands. So yeah, that's the main. Let's see. Let's ask this question. I didn't check this place out here. Let's see. How many Hawaiian islands are there? Let's see if you guys can take a guess here. Okay, so vamos a contestar con frase completa, por favor. Para usar el haber, right? El hay. So how many Hawaiian islands are there? Okay. Now they say 8 that are inhabited, but seven of 8 which are inhabited. But there are more in what is called the Hawaiian chain, la cadena de islas. I don't know if you call it cadena in Spanish. Well, these are the 8 main islands, as I just said, but there are you ready for this? A whopping, enorme, 137 islands. And we just looked at a few here today. The next one, Molokai. Molokai. See, it's funny. I probably wouldn't even know where to find this one, but let's look at it. You know, why not? Molokai. Let's learn something about Molokai. It is the 5th most populated of the 8 major islands that make up the Hawaiian Islands. The island is an agrarian society. Oh, that's interesting. An agrarian society where the economy has been driven, driven primarily by cattle ranching, right? Cattle ranching. Cattle is venado. No, cattle is cows, no, vacas. And pineapple production. Oh, of course, you always associate Hawaii with pineapples. And with leis, you know, these famous necklaces made of flowers, the leis as well. Pineapple and sugar cane as well. Look at that. See, guys, I'm sure we've probably had sugar from one of these islands and or pineapples, and we haven't, we didn't even realize it. All right, the next one is lanai. Lanai. Again, excuse my pronunciation. I don't speak Hawaiian. In fact, I've never even been there. But these islands, the views I'm looking at right now from above are just amazing. This one looks like a pineapple. I mean, we were just talking about pineapples. Well, do you want to know something? This is incredible. It's called the Pineapple Island, okay? And, well, because of its, the whole island at one point was a pineapple plantation. So, and it, you know what? Looking at it from the sky, maybe it's just my head now, but, it looks like a pineapple, a little bit like a pineapple. I guess that's just now my imagination. Okay, ni hao. Ni hao. I know this is Chinese, but this is a different one. Ni hao. And this is the westernmost main island of the, again, there are inhabited islands, and there are islands that are obviously very developed, and they have resorts and hotels and all of that stuff. So these islands are very natural. They have lakes, wetland areas, and then there are special animals, such as the Hawaiian duck and other animals that that thrive in that environment. So that's another thing about, you know, when you go out to places like this. Okay, it's beautiful, but the fauna, the different animals, the trees, the flowers, they're so different than the ones we're used to seeing, at least in Madrid or in New York, thrive. To thrive is prosperar, right? Prosperar. Crecer muy bien. Okay, so to grow healthily, the word is to thrive. T-H-R-I-V-E. And the last one is Kahulawe, or something like that. Well, guys, either way, I can't believe it. We've got to go to our second commercial break, my amigos. But when we come back, we've got so much more to go. So stick around.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros. 3 meses de listening y speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Hello, this is Fitz of No Excuses. Do you know the English expression, you never know until you try? Well, with video conference classes, you never know until you try. Many people will say, no, it can't work. It can, and it does. You never know until you try. Vaughan Video Conference Classes.
Guess what time it is? That's right. It's Black Friday. And at Vaughan, we're giving it all away. Well, we're not giving it away, but at these prices, you can consider it a giveaway. Check out our website and you'll find out about all our special offers, like a 30% discount on our online course, plus much, much more. Celebrate Black Friday with Vaughan. More information at GrupoVaughan.com. Black Friday with Grupo Vaughan.
Mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Vaughan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente engancha en cada nivel, te motiva y reta para que avances de nivel. Pero la verdadera clave son los profesores Vaughan. Su método de enseñanza es lo que realmente nos diferencia. Los cursos online Vaughan cuentan con los mismos profesores apasionados que desde hace más de 40 años nos han hecho diferentes. Descubre las ventajas de nuestro método online probándolo. Así que os invito a entrar en grupovaughan.com y poneros a prueba.
Young people in Spain speak and understand English better today than 20 years ago. However, their level is still insufficient for effective communication in the professional world. If you're a young person, and if you want to progress in your profession rapidly and decisively, stop everything and focus now 100% on English. Get the problem 100% out of the way now. Don't postpone it.
Sí, dígame.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Vaughan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho nuestro nuevo programa.